I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 511. Tim Convy with us from the morning show on Y98. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Nervous about this game, but overall pretty good.
I'm feeling good about it.
I have a big update before we go on. This story is from this month. The U.S. Air Force has revealed that a ground-based surrogate for a laser weapon system that could protect American fighter jets and other aircraft from incoming threats in the future has successfully shot down multiple air-launched missiles in a test.
Ooh.
The service's publicly stated goal is to have a prototype system ready for actual flight test by 2021 and an actual operational capability by the end of the decade. They're working on the lasers.
Lasers, man.
Yeah.
Lasers.
The lasers, they're coming along.
Wow. It just seems like we should have more.
Yeah. More lasers.
Although, remember in Gulf War I when we first saw the stealth, and we'd had that for like 20 years. So I'm hoping that whatever we're seeing now is 20 years old and, you know.
Is that the truth? It had been around, but we just didn't know about it? Really? And we didn't know about it because they didn't want the bad guys to know about it.
Yeah.
And then when it was time, they unleashed
it. Here it comes.
That's cool. So yeah. We got to believe that there's lasers.
Right.
Just gotta believe.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
They're ready to fix my eyes from space.
It's like Rach was saying, like, why would we ever tell the truth? Which right. I'm fine with. That sort of government lying, I'm fine with.
Because literally, if they know about it, they'll come up with anti-laser stuff. So we just keep it quiet. That's That is cool. Totally into that.
Am I missing something? About Tom Brady.
Is
there a reason I shouldn't hate him and wish he would die? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What is it now, Dave?
Is there a recent thing? Or
yes.
What happened recently?
Oh, this bag of crap. So Tom Brady is better looking than any woman I've ever dated. He's married to a supermodel. He's won like every Super Bowl. And he's on this diet that's like super crazy restrictive.
Yeah.
But he's a fun guy too. So he said that if this Jeopardy champion loses, he'll actually eat a strawberry because he's not allergic to them. It's not like it's against his religion. He's just not supposed to have them because they're high in sugar. But he'll actually eat a strawberry, one, if the guy loses Jeopardy. He wants us all to know that.
Oh. That's really...
Is that the least relatable thing you've ever heard anyone say?
Oh, he's in his own on his own planet. He also said that he doesn't need to wear sunscreen.
What?
And people don't need to wear sunscreen if they drink enough water. If they are hydrated enough, you don't need to wear sunscreen. That is in his book.
What is wrong with the guy?
It's unbelievable.
If James loses on Jeopardy tonight, I'll eat a strawberry on IG Instagram Live tomorrow.
Oh, it wasn't just a flippant comment. It was like, I'm going to make a thing about this.
It's a challenge.
Ready for this.
Because my first instinct was,
here we go,
okay,
guys.
He says, all right, I'll break my diet. And that was the story. But he actually is saying a strawberry.
He's making an event.
Even if he said, I will eat an entire large pizza, like, it's still pretty stupid.
It is.
But at least you're like, okay, I'll eat a dozen donuts. I will eat a strawberry.
And it's like you said, it's to break his diet.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm confused because I thought strawberries were like the one thing you could eat on Atkins, the one fruit.
I've never heard anyone say strawberries are bad.
No. Right.
Not one person.
Yeah, why doesn't he just do a donut? Isn't that much
more
a strawberry?
Well, maybe if you're married to a supermodel, there's no filter, right? She thinks that's wild, too.
Honest, I started the show by apologizing because I called Camilla Parker Bowles horse face and I felt bad about it all night because it was just a throwaway stupid joke and I want to be a better person, but I kind of want him to die. Like if he died in his sleep tonight, I would honestly be like,
maybe he'll choke on the strawberry.
He's so easy to dislike, you know. He's obviously very good at what he does, and I always say it's fun. You dislike him in the way that you want to dislike some of these athletes. He's always beating you. He's so good, as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of guys in the NFL that are doing really, really horrible, horrible things. So you kind of enjoy hating him, like it's that good, clean rivalry hatred. But then he does stuff like that,
and you know what?
Like,
I've always had his back because I thought, look, I don't like the Patriots. But we only hate him because he's beautiful and he's an elite athlete. He's married to a supermodel. Come on, give the guy a break. Now, oh my God.
Right? Yeah.
Now he really crossed a line.
He really, really did.
How did he come back from that?
I'm inspired. If the Blues win tonight, I'm allergic to cats. I'll pet a cat.
I thought you were going to eat
live on our Facebook page.
The diet he's on is called the TB12 method.
Okay.
Good Lord, it's named after him.
It's named after him.
Tom, his number's 12. It's his own diet that was created for and by him and his trainers. He's named after
him. Wouldn't you think his wife would have some sense?
No, she's she's the driving force.
No,
she says ridiculous things on a regular basis.
Oh, she's the one.
I mean, usually two idiots don't. You know, at least one of them has sense, and like Tom.
Nope.
No, everyone's going to hate you if you say you're going to eat a strawberry.
He's the guy who has also said he's never tried coffee.
Oh yeah.
And his never chef said, it? "Yeah, never tried it."
He's like a good-looking Taliban.
Yeah, I was going to say, he sounds like Andrew.
Yes, he is. And his chef won't let him try dairy or have tomatoes.
God.
It's just
his chef.
Yes.
Literally the worst thing I've ever heard.
Do I know that? That should not be a story.
I just want to say it again. He thinks you don't have to wear sunscreen.
Because you could drink,
enough water.
Oh, damn.
Tom Brady's latest album's pretty good, though.
When I said, am I missing something? I really expected you guys to be like, oh, no, it's a total joke. He's like this. He's a funster.
Part of me wonders if he is operating on a different level, and just a lot of this is sort of for his entertainment, but then you see the look on his face a lot of time when he's talking, and you go, oh, no, he's
serious.
He might be an idiot.
or a genius. Though, what's worse than him are the people that are like, we're going to get to watch Tom get strong.
There can't be any.
Can't believe it.
There can't be any.
OMG, Tom's about to take a bite of the strawberry.
That's true.
This is incredible.
Wait, I don't know.
Wait, so do you really think that he thinks are going
to,
we're going to tune in to see this great event.
They will.
I mean, we're talking Tony's about right. it right
it
now.
It is the least self-aware thing I've ever heard. I mean, it is the, I can't think of a single thing.
People watching it that'll feed his ego and make it all seem right to him.
Would you be surprised if you found out that he was the star of the next Avengers movie?
It makes me feel bad. Like, if I talk about watching television in the bathtub, and Rachel go, relatable. I'm always like, oh, people have bathroom televisions, right? That makes me feel bad. Like, oh, what? I'll eat a strawberry. Come on.
Yeah. I know.
It's funny, too. He'll go down as probably the best to ever do it. And you think of these other quarterbacks and you think of like leaders. They're leading the team. And you look at the things he says and does and think, how could these guys be like, yeah, I'm getting on board for that guy? It's kind of a rare thing that he's just such a great athlete that everyone gets on board. They don't need that leader quality because he doesn't have it.
He doesn't have it. Oh, and apparently he's never eaten a strawberry. Did you say that part too? I didn't realize
he's
really never
part.
Have
only the
ever
green part.
Eaten one.
Did you make that up about the green part?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to Wiggins.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm still getting used to it.
You guys hate Tom Brady. My gosh.
Hey, I didn't before this.
I mean, I get that it's not relatable, but I don't care this much.
You've heard his take. You've heard his take on sunscreen, and you.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't care. He just sounds kind of dumb.
Well, aren't you better than us?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just
Rachel, this might get you. He also took some time to ponder the importance of cheeseburgers, asking, do you need to eat a cheeseburger every day to realize that you love a cheeseburger?
This doesn't bother me. I'm sorry.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, DGS 526. Let's give away a four-pack to DGS 5. We're down to less than 40 tickets. I shouldn't be giving them away, but who cares? It's my show. Caller number 5 to 314-241-9797 or toll-free 866-455-9797 gets four tickets. Show is Thursday. If you don't win, like I said, there are now like, I don't know, 20, 30 tickets left. So go buy those at 971talk.com/DGS live. And Tim Convey will be opening for me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
That's okay. You're a pro.
Okay. There go all these people are returning their tickets right now.
Convey?
You're good at improv, aren't you?
I wouldn't do improv.
You have to do improv with Ryan.
And I'm just going to throw three words at you. You got
to
make them funny. Banana, flag.
I did that. I did improv, and it is not my thing.
Yeah, me either.
When it goes great, it's great. When it's bad, it is the worst thing in the
terrible.
World.
It's terrible.
And it's humiliating.
Yes.
And as an audience member, you're humiliated for the people that are up there.
Yes.
You
I can't
just have
take
to
it.
Throw yourself into it, and it is
I was
going to
say, they're committed.
Yeah.
I went one time. I hate to say this. There was a local troupe. They were big fans of the show, and they invited me to come by, and I did. Met them, very nice young kids, you know, like college age. And they're like, "Would you like to stay for our rehearsal?" Which I didn't, but I'm like, oh, "I'll stay for a little bit." And they started rehearsing, and it's like they're in a circle, and they're like shaking it out, shaking it out, yeah. shaking it out, and they're like, "Okay, basketball." And I'm like, "What the f?"
It's, yeah.
I was looking for something sharp.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And when it's good, I mean, there's a lot of great improv. When you go see a show with people who know what they're doing and play the game correctly, it's awesome. There's great shows at the improv shop here in town. But when you're like in the learning process or seeing a new group or a class show, it can be rough.
Also, yeah. Can I say this? It almost seems like if you're really loud and obnoxious, you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm flamboyant, therefore I'm funny. Why can I use accents?
Yeah,
the rest of the troops like that guy is such a genius.
Yeah. I wish I could be as loud as him. Do you guys have any rage left after Tom Brady? Do you think you could rustle some up for me?
Yeah,
I'm pretty spent.
Have you guys seen that Louis Vuitton is now selling a ping pong set for $2,210?
That is cheaper than I would have thought.
Stay really?
There, yes. Yes. I'm not
a
kidding.
Full ping
yes.
pong table.
I don't know what will enrage you.
That
people.
Is a good deal.
We love
no,
it.
Where can I get this?
What a There's bargain. One under all of your chairs. Check now.
I'll go with my Louis Vuitton badminton.
Well, set. You guys are right. It's actually a pretty good deal. You get two paddles.
Okay.
Never mind.
A monogram cover and four regulation size balls. So
that's funny.
It's kind of a bargain.
Is four
it,
balls?
Is it wrong that the four balls that seem to be wrapped in leather is turning
little,
me on?
Yeah, it's a little BDSM.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks...
kind of burying the lead on this one.
Yeah.
You gonna knock those around a little bit?
How much?
$2,210.
That's nothing.
That is not bad.
All right. Never mind.
It's Louis
If
Vuitton.
They included a strawberry with that, you guys would melt down.
Don't even say strawberry.
I thought you were going to move on to the next.
And that's what I knew I was bisexual.
I was going to do the same thing.
That is one throw robot.
Oh, wow. There's a lot going on.
God.
Today.
I thought that was Dave Murray.
That was really like extensive.
Uh-huh. There's a tornado on the ground, though, so.
Wow.
Yeah, just what tell I me hear. That.
Did you catch
Mobile
where?
Homes will be destroyed.
Yeah. Your basement may be flooded now. That was weird.
Yeah,
it was weird. Snuck up on us.
It was timed pretty well because we didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
Yeah, no, it helped that awkward pause.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it again.
Let's go through the whole
Saved
thing.
Saved by a tornado.
Yeah. More doom and gloom. Go.
I'm also sort of unnaturally bothered by the Whitney Houston hologram.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the tour. She's going on tour,
for
right?
For two reasons. One, I just don't like that idea. But two, I have a real disgust with families who make money from dead celebrities. Now, if I were a bigger celebrity and died and Nick and Phoebe could sell the Dave Glover archives, I would want them to do it. But I just sort of assume that the families are dirtbags. And it's not fair, but it's like, hey, we don't have enough millions of dollars from Whitney Houston. Let's put her hologram out there on tour and we'll make more money.
Mm-hmm.
It just bothers me.
I'm curious to see one of these things. Because when it first got unveiled, there was the Tupac hologram at Coachella, which feels like it was a good almost 10 years ago or something. And it felt to me like, oh, we're going to see these things all the time now. And we haven't. So
I'm picturing like Princess Leia kind of thing, you know, like Obi-Wan.
Yes.
I mean, if it really looked like, I don't know.
Where it's cutting out constantly.
Yeah.
And the Tupac one at Coachella looked cool, and I thought this is going to be everywhere, but it must not be. And I guess the one that they've done and has toured is a Roy Orbison one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. And it's strange because it doesn't look, it's clearly an actor that they shot moving around and lip syncing to Roy Orbison. And that just begs the question, why didn't you just have that guy do, isn't it just a tribute artist? Yeah.
Oh, is that how they work?
It's a combination of a lot of things. So with Tupac, it was a lot of footage of old Tupac. There were different actors they brought in to do the, you know, the thing where they've got like the ping pong balls all over them and they move around.
I've just never
like,
seen any of
just
it.
Just like they would a video game or motion capture.
Like Smug.
Yeah. Yeah, same way they make the Incredible Hulk, what's his name, bounces around, and then they make him bigger. So it's just somebody's moving around, and then they kind of layer Tupac's body on there, if you will. And the Roy Orbison thing is interesting, because Roy Orbison's a performer who would just sort of stand there and sound great, so it's kind of a strange choice, but I guess easy to duplicate. But I feel like if it was that good, we'd see a whole lot more of these things.
What is the point of going and seeing that, especially Roy Orbison, who's just playing guitar, just watch a YouTube video or something. I just don't understand the point of going.
It's a novelty. You go once, you see what it's like. Because I wouldn't mind seeing what it's like, but I can't imagine going to see multiple concerts.
But all the trouble it takes to go to a concert, so you're showing up to this arena and going through security and you're parking and you're blah, 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 to go see a hologram. I don't know. I don't get it.
But people spend money to go see tribute bands all the time. And this is sort of, I mean, you are seeing part of that real thing. You know, I'll spend money to see tribute acts that I like that you can't see anymore, and you're seeing some of it's real footage of that people and the real voice and stuff like that, and many times a full band, or in the Orbison situation it's a full orchestra playing with them. That's kind of cool. I would just think it would have been more popular if this thing were. Something must not work when you're there in person.
Yeah.
I think.
Probably that it's a hologram.
It's not a real person. Was there a Michael Jackson one, or am I making that up?
There's been talk of a lot of different people. Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley was one that may have also gone on tour, and then there's a Buddy Holly one they're working on too. But yeah, there was stuff on Michael Jackson. Again, I'll have to do more research, but I feel like if it was that good, we'd be seeing holograms.
Give us
everywhere.
An update next time you're on the show.
I'll do some research.
Thanks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm all screwed up. It's a screwed up week. Screwed up.
I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
What do you think it is? August.
Yeah.
We have so few tickets. We may have no tickets. I could be talking out my ass here because we may have no tickets left for DGS Live. I don't think we're going to have any walk-ups. So just all you can do is go to 971talk.com/DGS Live and they'll either sell them to you or not at this point. So
try it. You should have waited so long, is my opinion.
Dumbasses.
Mm-hmm. Don't come crying to me.
No.
I told you.
She told you.
That's not even opinion. That's a fact.
Nope.
It is a fact.
Brought to you by Weber Automotive Group, Devil's River Bourbon Whiskey, Babcock & Associates, and Southern Armory. Thank you, guys.
Nailed it. What you got?
I have some stuff I wanted to get to yesterday, and we just never got there. In honor of all of the food that Dave bought from Culinaria today for the office, all of the Intamin's donuts and fried chicken, and man, I don't even know what else you bought.
You made me put stuff back. It was like an intervention.
He tried to buy spaghetti and meatballs. I'm like, no one's going to eat that.
I have an issue. I have this thing with Andrew. I'm like a Jewish mother. I just want to feed him. It makes me happy to see him eat.
Do you not have that with anybody else? Just Andrew?
No, I love buying everyone food and treating people and going to lunch, but there's something about Andrew.
Are you a big gift guy in general?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your love language?
Yeah, he'll probably start ordering you stuff off of eBay soon.
That's fine with me. Are you a Christmas guy?
What do you mean?
Like, are you buy everybody lots and lots of stuff kind of guy?
Cash. Like,
are
around
you?
Here? Cash.
No. I mean at home.
Yeah.
I picture you being a big Christmas guy. Maybe not decorating, but just be loving giving gifts.
I do.
Yeah.
More outside of Christmas, though. Like, I'm very inspired by George Harrison. George was so generous. I mean, he was a Beatle. But he was the kind of generous that, like, if he had a guitar and you're like, wow, look at that, he'd be like, take it. Just take it.
Unless you're his sister.
Yeah, then you're cut off.
No, right. He gave her plenty of money. Stop your whining. He didn't have to give her anything. We just talked about this the other day. But
so, yeah, I like buying people little stuff, and I like big, showy gifts.
Well, and nothing upsets you more than when Andrew's already eaten and you've bought him a full meal.
No, nothing upsets me more than when I hand him food and I come back an hour later and it's still sitting there. Like, I feel like he owes it to me.
Yeah.
To eat it in front of me and show how much he loves it.
And you realize that's why I tell you not to buy him things. Because he might not want to eat that calzone you just bought
Before she made me put it back today, I had a full thing of fried chicken, a full thing of spaghetti and meatballs, and two sub sandwiches. Just for him.
And you put back the spaghetti and meatballs.
If I can just eat the crumbs that he leaves behind, I'll probably be full every day.
Well, Ryan was like, oh, is that your lunch? I'm like, no, you fool. This is the snacks that
Andrew's
Dave
lunch.
Bought
after
for
lunch.
The office. Duh, haven't you just seen this before?
Your
full
expectations
buffet for no reason.
On gifts is the worst kind of gift giving.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the kind of person who gets somebody a new model car set. I thought you'd like this. And then now you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to spend the time doing what
I
just bought you.
I am very generous with gift giving, but I'm also the worst because, as we've discussed, I'm terrible at getting. Now, one out of 100 gifts that someone gives me is like, oh my God.
I didn't even know I want this.
This is amazing. The other 99 is somewhere just awkward.
Yeah, but how cool is that 1 out of 100?
Pretty
amazing.
Because
you didn't even know you wanted that thing, and now it's awesome.
And you know, this is so cliche. I was looking for something at home the other day, and I found a bunch of things that Phoebe has made for me over the years. Everyone loves that stuff. I love that stuff. They're treasures. Did you just roll your eyes?
Yeah,
oh
I'm
my
sorry.
God. We're going to do this again.
Well, no, like, every parent feels the way that you feel. You're like, yeah, everybody likes it, but I really like it.
No,
not
Tony.
Feels that way.
And I agree.
Tony throws stuff away.
My daughter draws so much stuff that a lot of it ends up kind of falling by the wayside.
Maybe I'm just too optimistic.
Maybe when I get older, it'll be different and then they'll become treasures. But right now, they're mostly just in the way. Which makes me kind of a jerk.
I'll take your apology now.
I'm so sorry.
So what do you have?
Anyway, in honor of all of the processed foods that you bought us, I read the study yesterday that said processed foods are addictive. Ultra-processed foods, just by having a little bit, will cause you to consume 508 calories above average. So if you go, like, if you make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you'll only eat a certain amount of calories, but if you were to eat one of those Uncrustables, which is ultra-processed food, you're going to end up binging more throughout the day. Which is interesting because I've said before, usually whenever I go out to eat, especially for lunch, because I don't really drink caffeine at night, I'll either have an iced tea or a Diet Coke because I want a little bit of caffeine. If I have the iced tea, I'm fine. If I have a Diet Coke, I'm probably going to eat a candy bar later and just spiral. So I've noticed that before, and now this study is coming out saying it's straight up addictive. You could consume 500 more calories than you normally would.
You know, let me say something else obvious, but it always amazes me. when I eat, like, you know, processed food, chips, ding dongs, whatever it is, you never, I personally never get to the point where I'm like, that was delightful, but I'm so done.
Yeah.
You for me, it's either I want more, but I'm not going to let myself do it, and now I'm really frustrated, or I'm going to binge and just get sick. But, like, if I eat a steak or even pizza, like, two or three pieces of pizza, I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm satiated. But not like chips and ding dongs. They're just, you never hit that point. I don't.
Chips and ding dongs.
It's right. Your fault. I'm at that point right now because of Entenmann's donuts that you brought in.
I know, me too. Mm. Case in point, I had one Entenmann's donut, then I had another one, then I ate the whoopie pie. I've had three desserts. I would have had zero.
How do you eat donuts? Do you skin them? Do you eat the outside?
I didn't know there was a different way to eat a donut than just the way
to eat a donut. We have to go through this. How do you eat a Twix bar?
I've heard this discussion. When I was a kid, I used to eat the caramel off the top and then eat the cookie. Now I just eat them straight.
Now you're a grown-ass man.
Now I'm grown up.
Ryan, I've said the same thing and I got crushed, but it's like, I just want to eat the candy bar.
I thought you were a Skinner.
No.
I thought Close was the... hold out.
No, I was with him. I was like, I just eat it. I get why you guys skin it. I used to do it as a kid, but now I just eat the candy bar.
People should move to Russia.
When Andrew showed up today, he said, oh, look, Dave got me donuts. He just assumed it was you because it happens so often. Yeah. And he's like, Ryan, do you want some? Looks like somebody already ate some. There's like four of them already gone. I'm like, buddy, that's all me.
Yeah. He's just been like, sure, I'll try one. What are they like?
Well, I did eat more.
Mind if I do.
Yeah, Entenmann's chocolate donuts in the fridge. Pretty strong.
They have figured out a formula
for
that, like, crust of chocolate on the cake.
Should we do like a mini Elite Eight right now of the best donuts?
Done.
Okay.
Hold on.
Create a bracket.
Does it have to be store-bought or can it be area donuts?
It can be... Yeah, let's not do small chains. Like, I'm not going to do donut drive-in even though I love the... It's not even a chain.
So we can't do Cruda.
Not Cruda, even though her donuts are amazing.
Yeah. Entenmann's.
Entenmann's, but we could do like Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
That was the only two I had thought of, was those
two.
Well,
Hostess mini donuts are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Dunkin' Donut. Dunkin' Cake Donut, yum, yum. Tim Hortons, their little Timbits, the little donut holes. Those are great.
If you can find them.
I'm open to any other suggestions people have.
Are we going to get to
QT
eight?
QT glazed donuts are great.
Who?
QT.
Yeah, they are. Schnucks's.
Schnucks is great.
Casey's are okay if you get them fresh.
Casey's. I love Casey's cake donuts.
There you go.
All right, let's do it.
Entenmann's versus Krispy Kreme.
Right out of the gate.
I got to
right
do out of the gate. KK.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme. Hot. They got to be hot if they're hot.
Man, when I first discovered that, when it was like the sign, hot and ready, whatever it is. Oh.
And you walk in and they give you a free one.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been inside and seen the glaze poured onto the donuts?
Oh, yes,
I
have.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
You just want to get on the conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
Hostess versus Dunkin'.
Ooh, Dunkin'.
I might actually go Hostess.
Hostess moves on. Tim Hortons versus QT. Hortons broke my heart. I'm going QT.
Yeah, me too.
I love those Timbits, but QT has a great donut.
Schnucks's versus Casey's.
Easy, Schnucks.
Schnucks.
Yeah, those fried friggin'...
Oh, the croissants?
Croissants.
Shut your mouth.
That's evil.
They also have a blueberry donut with cream cheese frosting, just a cake donut. So freaking good.
Krispy Kreme versus Hostess.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy.
QT versus Schnucks's.
I'll go Schnucks. Although QT, I mean, QT's great, but.
Yeah, Schnucks.
We're getting down to final. The nitty-gritty here.
Krispy Kreme versus Schnucks.
Krispy Kreme.
I'll vote Schnucks because they're my client.
Oh, God. Look, we just saw it happen.
Unbelievable.
You just saw
just crossed over.
A talent sellout.
You've done this for 18 years and you haven't crossed over.
I got killed over the pie thing. I'm not going to let this happen again.
Wow. Dave, tiebreaker.
I will say this. Krispy Kreme has a great glazed, but Schnucks has a great variety.
Now you're just embarrassing yourself.
No, all of their donuts are good. Yum. What do you vote, Dave? You're the tiebreaker. Or the
tiebreaker.
I'll go Krispy Kreme because I have dignity.
Boom.
All right, good for you.
Did you know when
Can I tell you something, though?
No, go ahead, yeah.
I actually prefer Schnucks.
Then vote for them.
Fine. Krispy Kreme...
So you heard
glaze.
It here. Schnucks has the greatest donuts in the
to
area.
To me, only good if they're fresh.
True.
Like if you get them in the little box, they get wet.
Yeah, but you can still warm them up and they almost regain their glory.
I feel like if you get a stale one, though, they're worse than other donuts when they're stale.
There's a place out by me called Heaven Sent that rocks. Pharaoh's downtown.
Oh, Pharaoh's is the best.
7th and Pine, right?
Yeah.
That place is.
Have you guys done Strange Donuts yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Strange Donuts, but I prefer their non-strange donuts. Okay. I love just their regular donuts. I'm not big into like sriracha cream cheese stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like Strange because they kind of made donuts cool again in the area, mm-hmm. and then it's made me branch out to find better donuts than theirs.
And Vincent Van Donut, to me, they're more like cakes.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
they'll bring
awesome.
Them tomorrow.
Yeah.
He listens all the time, yeah.
And they also make other desserts besides donuts. They make little bundt cakes and little pastries. They're awesome.
Yeah, literally one Vincent Van Donut is enough.
I'm open to it.
The Strange Donut, just glazed donut, is one of the best donuts ever.
Mm. I've only had their giant, it was a big mistake when I went to Strange Donuts. We had just eaten dinner and we're like, hey, there's a Strange Donuts, let's try it. We got the one that's the size of the plate.
Yeah.
It was like $10 or something.
When I worked at Mr. Donut, it was called a Texas Donut, and it was just a big giant glazed donut.
This one was cream filled, though. So good. This was a mistake. I felt terrible about it.
Man, I was never on board with the cream-filled donut until Cruda brought some in one time. I think back on that moment as a life-changing moment. Seriously. So good. With the whipped cream inside of it?
Yeah. Big whipped cream, can't stand custard.
Oh, man, I'm the opposite.
Really?
Custard in it. But cream in it, I don't really care for.
I love
custard,
cream.
Custard. Back in the early 2000s, before Krispy Kreme had really showed up in St. Louis, is that timeline about right?
Yeah, sounds mm-hmm. right.
I remember somebody saying, oh, wait till they get a Krispy Kreme. He was from New York City. He said, wait till you get a Krispy Kreme here because it'll change your life. And he said, right before they had gotten big in New York, people were having Krispy Kreme parties, like swanky parties, and walking around with trays of Krispy Kreme.
Wow.
And I heard recently they're doing the same thing now with gooey butter cake in New York City.
Wow.
Like it's a thing now.
When I was a kid, I'll have to find this and show it to you. When I was a kid, there was a Hostess commercial where mom, just a classic stay-at-home apron mom, came out to a bunch of kids sitting at a picnic table, and every Hostess treat they had was like laser cut down the middle.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.